I heard if you apply enough pressure, you can turn peanut butter into diamonds.
I don't think it's true, man.
This is a hot dog is a sandwich.
Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What?
Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show we break down the world's biggest food debates. I'm your host, Josh Scherer.
And I'm your host, Nicole Anite.
And I almost popped a blood vessel behind my eyes doing a silly bit about trying to put pressure on peanut butter to turn it into diamonds.
Yeah, you know, you've heard that too growing up, right?
Specifically about peanut butter?
Yeah, I think in reality it's any, like, item made out of carbon.
Anything with carbon. You compress it enough, it turns into a diamond.
Yeah, whatever a diamond is.
Now, Rhett and Link turned peanut butter into an axe.
Oh, they did.
Season one of Wonderhole.
Oh, they did.
They turn it into an axe. So you can do a lot
and
with
then they,
peanut butter.
Sure, yes. Peanut butter has many uses.
Indeed.
Are you a peanut butter guy? Do you have peanut butter in your house at all times?
Yes.
Me too.
It's a staple.
Yeah.
It's a staple. And I'll tell you what, I rarely run out because I get the big ass one.
Ooh.
I get the big ass one. And I've been buying the same peanut butter brand for probably the last 8 years.
So these 16 ounce little guys, they don't cut the mustard for
I'm
you?
I'm doing a 32.
Really?
I'll tell you what happens though. So my brand of choice mm-hmm. has been Skippy Naturals.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, actually, no, I don't have a brand of choice because I've been alternating between Skippy Naturals and Jif Naturals, which is funny because they're the same.
Do you think
and we'll
it's
get
funny?
To that today.
Do you think you do it for the bit?
What, alternate between Skippy and Jif?
No, like the naturals of it all.
Oh, you think because I'm buying big naturals of peanut butter, you think I'm doing it for the bit that I can?
Yeah, do you think
every time
some
I
sort of
open
like
my pantry, I go, ha, huh, big naturals.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I'm doing that. I thought you meant, am I doing it for the bit of like the little millennial bit of believing that we can improve the world through small changes like getting natural peanut butter?
About big
no, we're talking about big, yeah, the big naturals.
Years.
Have we been joking about big naturals for 5 years at the workplace? I don't think I'm that guy.
I think you
am I that guy?
I don't know if me and you have talked about it on camera, but I feel like the word big naturals is something me and you have said either about chicken tenders or
okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're
or
right.
If they're or a quote from your father, God rest
yeah,
his soul.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, God
if they're
rest.
Real, I can feel
Russell,
them.
Russell Scherer the second, R.I.P.
What was the
if I can touch them, they're real. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
You're right, because there was a period where frankly, now let's get into the audience here. When we used to cook more on Mythical Kitchen.
Yes, sure.
And we'd use a lot more chicken breasts.
And you needed to fill time.
Yeah, we'd start talking about, you know, separate the big naturals off the bone and then pound them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But now we don't, now you just like interview like, I don't know.
Edward Norton. Come on the show.
Oh
he hasn't been
God,
here.
Oh my God, one of my favorite actors. So we're here to just eat peanut butter.
We're here to eat
Are
peanut
you
butter.
Down? I'm so down to do this.
Well, this has been a long fascination of mine, especially given my predilections here because I'm exclusively buying Jif and I'm exclusively buying Skippy. I used to be a Justin's guy because Justin's is, they started out in the almond butter game.
Yes.
Another big millennial product.
I'm a big almond butter girl. Justin's was always very expensive to me. Like, their jars are like $10.99 sometimes, whenever, like, Jif and Peter Pan are like $2.
Justin's used to sell the almond butter packets.
That's right, the on-the-go. And they had, like, chocolate peanut butter flavors.
And chocolate,
and, like,
they had honey.
They had, like, cinnamon sugar and all that
sell them
cool stuff.
In the Bruin store on campus.
UCLA.
Yeah, I would mm-hmm. like, if I, you know, and I was eating, like, so many thousands of calories a day back then. And so I would, you know, I'd need a quick little fix, and I'd just get, like, three of those packets. Just
you know, it's actually a new CPG product.
I don't know why I didn't just eat almonds. I love almonds.
I don't know. I think it's the act of, like, the butter just, like, going straight to your system.
Yeah, but God, do I love Blue Diamond Smokehouse almonds.
I don't like smoked almonds.
Dude,
I like salted almonds and roasted almonds.
Can we talk about how good, really quick, divergent here.
Sure.
How good Blue Diamond's flavored almonds are?
I mean, the flavors are really, really like
the wasabi soy.
Oh, those are iconic. Oh, yes,
come
the salt
on.
And vinegar.
Salt and vinegar almonds. They have a habanero barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a little sweet, that one.
I like it. I like this the barbecue. But they need to take those powders and put them on fucking chips.
Oh yeah,
you
they should
I mean?
Go into the chip game.
That's the only problem is they're delightful. We'll figure out a way to process the almonds into
chips.
They did that Blue Diamond Nut Thins.
Yeah, but the name
Nut Thins. Yeah,
the name didn't do it for us.
I don't know how
us.
Nut Thins really passed all the vibe checks.
No, with focus I didn't like groups. It. But I will say, again, Justin's was the priciest always. Yeah. And it was always, for me, it was fancy.
Yeah.
Like, it was the fanciest version of peanut butter.
Look at this. This has that like millennial minimalism kind of thing to it. This felt like ours.
It felt artisanal.
And now it feels dated.
Intentional.
Justin
yes,
feels dated to me.
It does. It feels really,
you know
really
what's modern? Weird. Whatever the hell this is.
One trick pony.
What is this?
You know, so do you know like hot girl pickles? Like,
yes.
Like people are like hot girl vinegars and hot girl pickles. It's like all the girls are eating savory foods now. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So I guess this brand was like, we're going to do that with peanut butter. We're going to make it cool. Also, the way that it's stored is cool. It's like upside down, stored upside down.
There's something a little gross about hot girls these days, right?
Yeah, of course.
You know, Logan's nodding.
Everyone
over there.
Has, yeah, the hot girls have an edge.
Yeah, that's like the thing. It's like
they're not prepping anymore. The hot girls aren't prepping.
We're drinking vinegar. We're eating hot dogs.
Cool girls eat hot dogs.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Do we think that peanut butter has a place in that?
Why not? What do you think, Logan?
Why not? Yes. Yeah. We'll see.
Logan's the closest thing we have to a hot girl
I
in this
agree.
Room.
No.
Logan, does your age still start to the two?
Yes.
Yes. I just turned, I'm 29 today.
You're 29?
Yeah.
Mazel tov. Yeah, no, you're a full generation younger than us. Just like 3 years. But like, does this appeal to the people of your generation?
I mean, no.
Yeah.
I feel like no.
Can you see like the hot girl cadre eating peanut butter and like making it cool and sexy again?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Hot
do you go
cadre?
To Zebulon?
No, what is that?
You don't go to Zebulon?
What is that?
I'm not part of the closure.
I go. See,
you still go to Zebulon? Maybe that means it's not cool anymore.
No, I'm not a good measure for that. I'm not a good measure for that. What is Zebulon?
Zebulon's like a cool. It's like a cool girl
it's where the cool
bar.
Girls eat,
in Frogtown. Frogtown, you go there, and they'll do like cool weird
cool
music
bar.
Performances and
It's
if you
cool
go to Zebulon, you'd love it.
Okay.
You'd love it. Or what's the other one, 4100 Club or something?
I don't go there. Apparently, I'm not cool
There's a
enough.
Place that the cool people used to go to, and then everyone's getting drugged. The Kids in the Trees or something.
The Abbey?
The Place Beyond the Pines.
Trees. No, not the Abbey. Oh.
The Place Beyond the Pines. No, that's a movie with Ava Mendez and Ryan Gosling.
Maybe.
That's where I'm at.
Anyways, I'm really excited to try this. Laura Scudders, this is the official peanut butter of my Senegalese aunt.
Yes.
Who uses
and my
this.
Mother.
And your mother.
My wait. Mom. Let me tell you what my mom used
incredible
to do.
First gen peanut butter.
My mom used, this is how deep the almond mom goes. She used to take this, put a scoop out on a piece of toilet paper, not toilet paper, on paper towels, and allow the fat to come out of the peanut butter. So she would just have pieces of basically desiccated peanut butter that she would just pick up and eat to not have the fat in it.
That's something, man.
I know.
How excited was she when PB2 came out?
She didn't know about that. She
she's not on the PB2 game?
No. Shala is not on the PB2. But to this day, she still buys Laura Scudder's peanut butter. And I have an affinity for this taste. And I also love that it tells you to stir it. It made me feel like
it's
I was...
Stirring Laura Scudder's is the worst task. I would rather
oh my
scrub
God,
toilets.
I love, it makes,
I would rather scrub
no,
toilets.
No, you wouldn't.
I hate... You know what
You're
I hate?
You're lying.
I hate when... I don't know if you ever noticed about me. If I ever get like a salad,
uh-huh.
I dump it into a giant mixing bowl.
See, this is where me and you differ. Like, you're one of those people that needs a lot of room. You need a lot
of
volume.
Yeah, I want to get in there.
He likes, like, he will never put the lid on a salad and shake it. You will never do that.
I want it in a giant mixing bowl,
yes.
And I want to be able to toss it.
For me, I love the challenge of never getting anything off the edge.
Oh,
like, I love
me.
The art of perfectly, like, just having the perfect wherewithal to just use your spoon and the proper friction and the proper movement. So we'll never leak out of the edge. And you know what? I'm so good at it and it never does.
Chopstick.
I'm a pro. You can use a chopstick.
I use a chopstick
sure.
for it. But for real, no, my Senegalese aunt would use this for her mafé, her peanut sauce,
mm-hmm.
because this is only one ingredient. Peanut.
That's and it. That's good.
Peanuts and then less than
it's
1%
not emulsified.
Salt.
It's not emulsified.
This is like the most pure. Laura Scudder's is the OG for a reason. It is the most pure brand. I don't know. Okay. You ever like make your own ketchup at home? You've made your own.
Yeah, I do, but I don't like doing that. It's
no,
it stupid
sucks.
And extra.
Restaurants that make their own ketchup, it's always just like this kind of just has a tomato pasty quality
so
to
annoying.
It.
It's so annoying. It's so
it just,
annoying.
It doesn't get that silken kind of jammy quality of like a Heinz.
Yes, agreed.
Did it with making your own peanut butter. It can be like good. Or the stores when I was younger, they had just started to like the mainstream grocery stores trying to compete with like the Whole Foods and whatever. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh my God, I used to love going to Whole Foods with my sister.
Fresh peanut grinders.
Oh my God. That was like so much fun. It was like, it was
a
marvel.
You put a deli cup under there and you'd like press a button and it would drop the nuts into a grinder to go, and it would vomit out like warm peanut butter.
It was incredible.
They had cashews. They had like honey roasted cashews.
They had
blend.
Everything. Sorry, I'm going to eat an apple because I'm so hungry.
Yeah, do it. We should get into this soon. I'm also hungry. I'm stirring my hot coffee because I think the milkiness and the heat will help wash the peanut butter down. The texture on that is, it's like Justin's, right? Justin's or Laura Scudder's. These both have a sort of grit and grain to it, which is fine.
Open the Justin's. It's so emulsified now. It's crazy.
It's emulsified, but there's still like little micro chunks, right?
Look at it.
Wait. This is interesting.
I think they've changed. They might have changed the recipe a little bit, boss.
Did they? There's still like, do you call me boss like the way like a gas station owner calls you boss an employee?
Gas station.
Okay, good.
I also called Logan boss.
I guess I'm just calling
people boss now.
Oh, yeah. You can call me chief.
Okay, chief.
I like boss.
Okay, boss.
Big man is the best when a stranger calls you big man.
I've never called anyone big man before.
Been working out a little bit.
I never call people big man.
You're right. Was it always this emulsified?
I don't think so.
That's crazy. There's still a little grit to it. You see what I mean?
But it almost seems like
it's almost the way brown sugar is made now where they have to add the molasses. Brown sugar used to just be less refined sugar.
Like Demerara sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then now to make brown sugar, they literally make refined white sugar and add molasses back to it.
It's so crazy.
Because it's just easier to do that because they have the...
I think it's to save money.
Yeah. This is so emulsified now.
Are you starting with Justin's? Are you going
to... Well, I already ate it, so let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to try Justin's. I don't like that it's named after a guy.
I don't know. I like Josh Wine, though.
Do people buy you Josh Wine?
Oh, dude, because people have been buying me Josh Wine. I think the first time I got Josh Wine was for probably my 21st birthday.
Cute.
Yeah, someone showed up with Josh Pinot Noir to a party, and I was pleasantly surprised at how delicious it was. And so since then, I've probably received about 30 to 35 bottles of Josh Wine.
I would like to never give you Josh Wine.
No, never do that. But it's nice. You know, sometimes I'll just drink it straight. Sometimes I turn it into a sangria. I'm really good at... If I have, like, excess bottles of any sort of alcohol, I'll just, like, turn it into some sort of punch and bring it to a party.
Smart.
Pretty good at that. And so, yeah, I've got a lot of Josh Wine in my day, and it's always a treat.
If they could make a Nicole product, what do you think they would make?
Nail polish remover.
Nicole's nail polish remover? Why? Mm-hmm.
Has a good ring to it, no?
Yeah, it does. Nicole's NPR.
When I think about you.
Polish remover. Yeah.
I kind of think of that astringent smell.
You're so mean to me today.
Kind of bracing it burns.
Josh has called me not cool because I go to Zebulon sometimes. You've called
No. I didn't say you were not cool. I said Zebulon is not cool.
Oh, because I
Your
because
own. I go. Listen, the fact that I'm older than you.
By like 5 minutes, dude.
I know. Okay.
So Zebulon isn't cool because I go and I smell astringent. Anything else?
Hot girls smell astringent these days. I feel like they smell a little bit. If they're eating all these onions and anchovies and hot dogs, what are they drinking? They're drinking like buzz balls now.
I don't think, buzz balls are hot girls.
What were the hot girls? Hot girls were like drinking Negronis when we were growing up.
Yeah, that's very true.
We're drinking buzz balls now.
Hey man, times are tough.
It's just like Dirtbag Revival.
There's a, of course, with like the camo hats and shit.
100%. And I don't know, one would think that I'd like it more. But I think dirtbagism is only dirtbagism if it is countercultural.
Well, yes, a lot of the times, sorry, my mouth is full. I do think a lot of the times it is counterculturalism.
So like the espresso martinis of it all. That's like a trash drink, you know?
No, it's not. Espresso martinis are not a trash drink.
It's like a 90s era.
That's not trash. Cocktail.
Espresso martinis are a trash drink.
They are not.
Espresso martinis are for trash people.
Yeah, if you use Screwball and it's a peanut butter.
I made people take Campari Screwball shooters at my birthday party.
Fun.
I was called the Screwbari shot.
Cool.
But no, like an espresso martini is not like a classy drink.
Are you living on a different, like, astral plane than me?
If you actually know what you're talking about, if you are somebody who works in a restaurant and people order espresso martinis, do you think that they go, ooh, what classy folks? No, they're dirtbag partiers.
No, they're trying, it's, let me tell you what it is now. It is the vodka Red Bull of our generation.
Correct.
Because it's caffeine plus alcohol.
And vodka Red Bull's trash.
But the flavor profile.
Like, I order Jaeger Bombs unironically at bars. I love a Jaeger Bomb.
I've always wanted a Jaeger Bomb.
Never had a Jaeger Bomb?
No.
Oh my God, they're so good. That's when I love the dirtbag is in this bag because Jaeger Bombs are delightful.
No, I disagree. I think that it's like two steps above the vodka Red Bulls, because people still order vodka Red Bulls, not as frequently because the Jersey Shore isn't as popular anymore. But no, I do not think that espresso martinis are a trash drink. They're pretty classy.
I don't know, man.
I think they're classy.
I don't know. I think they're, oh, you know, I think I they've hate? Superseded.
You know what I hate when someone says, can I get an espresso martini with, but instead of blank, can I get it with blank? You know when they do that? It's like, because espresso martini is traditionally with like vodka.
There's no no tradition in an espresso martini. There is
come
no tradition. No, I'm saying like literally, what's the recipe? What's the recipe for an espresso martini? Tell me.
Vodka, coffee liqueur.
What kind of coffee liqueur?
Any kind.
Okay.
And then you shake it and
I love
you
how
put it in a martini glass. And then you put three.
Two ingredients?
You
two
put
ingredients?
You put three, I don't know. And then you put three little beans on
There's
it.
There's no actual coffee in this? There's no espresso in this espresso martini?
Maybe in some places. Okay, fine. You're right.
That's what I'm saying.
You're right.
Even when I say what coffee liqueur and you say any, that's insane. Like there's
oh my God,
there's like a recipe
it.
For things.
Stop it.
Like no, drinks that liqueur, you know what I mean?
No, coffee liqueur is like a big overarching like if I say vodka, you put vodka in it. Doesn't matter if I put Svedka in it or if I put
sure, but like
New
a
Amsterdam.
Liqueur is something that has you know, vodkas are unflavored. The definition of vodka is the fact that it's like unflavored. It's
okay.
Like a qual. But like a coffee liqueur has different. Like, are you talking about Mr. Black? Are you talking about Kahlua? Surely it's not Mr. Black. It didn't exist before espresso martinis. Like it's Kahlua should be the thing. Is there cream in it? Is there milk? Because you get some espresso martinis that are creamy and some
aren't. Okay, I secede my point. You're right. There are no. But I feel like everybody gets like it's traditionally whenever not traditionally like whenever
the term
you go,
is
but,
just
like,
seed my point. By the way,
oh, it's not secede my point. I'm such a dummy.
It's like when you talk about me, my pronunciation of words. It's pretty funny.
I guess I say bad pronunciations of words, too. Did you like that peanut butter?
Here's the thing. What's the point of peanut butter, right? It's to sit around, talk with your friends, snack on apples.
This is Josh's way of getting me to eat apples, by the way. I never eat apples. I hate apples.
I love apples, right? Two apples a day. I'm a huge fan. These aren't good apples.
They're okay.
We have like four varieties of apples in the kitchen, and I was going to take our opal apples.
They're yellow.
Like, they're yellow. But then they were like, oh, are you going to take this? I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought they're like, well, we're going to make cider out of them.
Oh, the kitcheneers that work their asses off?
I know.
Yeah, they do get first try.
They deserve to make cider out of the apple varietals they want.
Okay, Josh, next is Skippy. Now, how do you...
Wait, what do we think about Justin's? I feel like we need to talk
about like it. Justin's. I do feel like the texture is not thick enough. Does that make sense?
No, that's... What? What are you talking about?
I want it to live on my mouth more. It kind of dissipates fast.
It walks a weird line between crunchy and smooth.
Yeah.
There's a grit to it. And it feels very intentional. It feels like Justin's was trying to bridge the gap between a Laura Scudder's and a Jif.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. I do think that's true. And I do like the flavor of it. I do think it's a mild peanut butter.
It's mild. It's not super, super roasty. It's interesting. There's something, though, about it where I would never buy it.
I would never purchase it.
Never purchase it. I still, like, have this kind of fondness for the branding in certain ways.
Uh-huh.
But I just don't ever see myself purchasing it.
It's not, you know what it is, actually? I don't appreciate the texture of it.
Yeah.
I don't like the texture. Holy crap, I love Skippy peanut butter.
Ugh.
Whoa!
Ugh. Comparing this to Justin's?
I never grew up eating this.
Okay, so a lot of people talk about American food so processed and the salt and the sugar and all that.
Uh-huh.
I've never been that concerned about salt. I think if you eat peanut butter in such small quantities that the salt just simply isn't going to matter. The sugar, it's really a lot less than people think. This is so much saltier than sugary.
This is an incredible product. Shout out to the makers of Skippy. This is delicious.
Like, how much sugar is actually in 2 tablespoons?
Not a lot.
Is already like 200 calories of peanut butter. It's about as much peanut butter as you can eat in a setting. With all due respect to the people who are just ripping through bowls. But there's 3 grams of sugar in this. 3 grams of sugar is less than a sip of Coca-Cola. You know what I mean? 7 grams of protein.
That's incredible.
16 grams of fat. I mean, peanut butter is really not a great source of protein if you're trying to protmax. But if you're trying to get some extra protein in your day, wonderful. Dude, spread some peanut butter on anything.
That flavor, that texture, that all-around mouthfeel is incredible. I love Skippy peanut butter. Now, Skippy natural is a little bit...
Dude, but even like Skippy Natural, so the actual ingredients in this are so few. It's roasted peanuts and then sugar. And the fact that there's only 3 grams of sugar means that this is 80.
It's a lot of peanut.
This is 90+95% roasted peanut.
A lot of nut.
Sugar and then hydrogenated vegetable oil, which a lot of people take issue with. Mm-hmm. But that's why it prevents separation, right? That's what that's what sort of like binds all the fats.
That's why you get that gray mouthfeel. It's because it's whipping air. and oil into the peanuts.
And there's just hardly any, it really is whipping air into there.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about
gorgeous.
That. So if you look, a thing that I've always been fascinated with, mm-hmm. is if you just look at like calories per volume, right? Uh-huh. So 2 tablespoons. Justin's 210 calories. Skippy is 190 calories, which is interesting, right?
But it's dense, like the Justin's.
I think
is
that's
denser.
What it is.
Yeah.
I think that there's a certain lightness and airiness to the Skippy that gives it a wonderful mouthfeel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it has less caloric.
You can tell that a lot with ice creams. When ice creams have similar carb-fat-protein ratios, but then they have different calories per volume,
mm-hmm.
that tells you there's more overrun, which is the air whipped into it,
right.
which tends to be, like, cheaper. And I just think it makes a worse product with ice cream. Like, you get the really cheap, like, the gallon.
The Great Value.
The Great Value ice cream gallons at kids' birthday parties.
Yeah.
That stuff's, like, 90% air.
Yes.
And that comes from a lot of those, like, fillers and additives that they're then whipping in, and it just makes it cheaper, right? They can sell a gallon of ice cream for $7 because it's only like 3/4 of a gallon worth of ice cream and the rest is air. You know, it's chip bags, it's all that. But the Skippy, there's like an aeration in it that makes it so delicious.
Yeah.
Are they using it? Because like Skippy peanut butter, peanut pansexual is his real name. Skippy, Peter Pan, and Jif.
Uh-huh.
I don't, in my mind, they taste the same. I don't know if we're going to see a difference.
Well, we should taste them and find out if they do.
We should, but that's all like a generation.
Sure.
Are they using the same peanuts as everybody else?
I don't think so. I don't
Can't
know.
Be right. Is it just an industrial process that makes it that smooth?
Something tells me that there's certain peanut butter crops that each one of these companies own. And they have, like, a weird, like, trademark on it. Like, Jif only uses these nuts. I'm not sure.
I believe Heinz has that with their tomatoes for their ketchup.
I've always thought that Peter Pan tastes sweeter. It might be the branding.
It says there's the same amount of sugar. Well, this tastes less salty to me. How much salt is in the...
A lot less salty, which allows the sugar to really shine because it gets rid of that balance. What are you looking for?
How much sodium in that?
There is... I'm not 150 milligrams.
Interesting. So Peter Pan is about 20% less salty.
Holy crap.
But that Skippy.
I love peanut butter.
I just never like meditated on peanut butter like this.
I know.
Before.
This is so wonderful.
But people, it's weird that peanut butter has become such a dessert focused food in America.
Peanut butter is savory.
It's savory. Like there's so little. 3 grams of sugar is really nothing in comparison, especially 16 grams of fat. Not 125 milligrams of sodium. Like, this is a fatty, salty product that we happen to pair with a lot of sweet things because it's also delicious.
Yeah, I think it's like just the American canon of desserts. Like
100%.
Again, people have been cooking with peanuts and peanut butter in America for a really, really long time, so it just made sense that it would exist in more sweet applications.
You look in so many other cultures. In Mexico, you have, like, salsa de cacahuates. Mm-hmm. Vadapá? In Brazil, they serve it with acaje. Is that the bean fritter?
Is from India.
No, it's so funny. Yeah, vada pav is literally the sandwich.
The national food of India. It's the potato sandwich.
But no, it's something. It's like I'm gonna look it up.
Look it up.
Thailand, obviously, a lot of peanut sauce.
Uh-huh.
Mafé in West Africa.
Uh-huh.
Brazilian peanut sauce. I found the thing I was looking
What's up?
For.
Sorry, I was snacking on an apple.
No, you're so good, man. So there's acarajé. It's an Afro-Brazilian street food.
Oh, yum. Okay, tell
fried,
me about it.
Fried black-eyed pea fritters.
Okay.
And then they make a condiment with it called vatapá. That's peanuts, cashews, dried shrimp, coconut milk.
Yum.
I know. Sherry made it on Top Chef recently.
Who did?
Sherry. She's a really talented fine dining chef whose roots are Brazilian. And she made acarajé with vatapá.
Yum.
On the episode of, I think it was one that the Try Guys were on.
You said dried shrimp?
Yeah.
I love, the unsung hero of
That's
so
a very
many foods,
West African dish.
I love me some dried shrimp applications. It's like fish sauce and salt, but it's all desiccated. It's delicious. What did you think about Peter Pan?
I'd go Skippy over peanut pan. Why can't I say Peter Pan peanut butter?
Did you ever watch or read Peter Pan?
No. Oh, the only thing I know about Peter Pan is J.M. Barrie.
The writer of Peter Pan?
Just like go down the J.M. Barrie Wikipedia rabbit hole, man. It's pretty upsetting. And that's all I know about it.
It's a good story.
And it's like a really, yeah, it's a lot of trauma response from J.M. Barrie. And then the way that he took that out on other people in his life, strange. So I've never seen it. I think I saw, what's the...
The Robin Williams version?
Michelle Williams.
I don't know who that is.
Michelle Williams, did she play Peter Pan in a live stage version?
I mean, she looks great. I know who that is. She looks great in a pixie.
Yeah, yeah.
A blonde pixie and Michelle Williams.
Yeah, give me Michelle Williams and a blonde pixie playing
gotta
a fancy little boy. I'm in, man.
Gotta be Peanut Pan.
You know, gotta be Peanut Pan.
I think Skippy is so delicious. Mm-hmm. Holy cannoli. I really think Skippy might win out.
Peter Pan feels like a bit of a dated brand. They need a sexier, more contemporary.
We don't need sexy Peter Pan peanut
mascot.
Butter.
No, we need another. What's another contemporary hero that harkens back to childhood?
Who was the guy that saved Moana from Maui?
Yeah, The Rock.
Maui peanut butter.
Maui peanut butter. I'm thinking SpongeBob.
You want SpongeBob to be a sexy mascot?
Yeah. Not like sexy. Like the peanut pan here is not sexy. That's not what we're...
You want it to be sexy?
Sexy in his own way. You know, he's not a child, right?
I don't know. I think he's forever young.
He's not a child, right?
I think he's forever young.
Peter Pan. Peter Pan's like an adult man.
No!
I think he is a child.
No.
12 to 14.
What?
You thought Peter Pan was a grown man?
I thought that's the whole point, that he never grows up.
Josh, read
I thought he was a grown man that still acted like a child.
Josh.
I thought that was the point of Peter Pan.
No, that's
Peter
the point
Pan's
of
not
Hook.
A grown man.
That's the point of Hook.
What?
Have you seen Hook?
Peter Pan syndrome is somebody who refuses to grow up. You're telling me Peter Pan was 12 years old?
I need you to go.
He shouldn't grow up. He's 12.
Josh, I need you to do me a favor. Go home.
Michelle Williams is playing a 12-year-old?
Leave right now and go read Peter Pan.
I don't want to.
And watch Hook. I recently watched Hook for the first time. It was incredible. Robin Williams shines.
I believe you. I'll do it. Rufio.
Yeah, see, you get like the... you get like... See, this is the thing about Josh and I. We don't need to consume the culture of things. It's been distilled in us through so many micro like ways that we understand that Rufio is a part of the Wild Boys in Hook.
Yeah,
and Josh doesn't need to watch Hook to know that.
Lost Boys.
Whatever.
Right?
But he doesn't...
The Lost Boys.
I said the Wild Boys?
Yeah, and in the song Bangarang, yo, shout to all my Lost Boys. Bangarang.
Okay. Do you miss dubstep?
Oh, I don't have to miss it because I listen to it almost every morning.
Every morning? Is that
I'm in the gym ripping through dubstep, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Rez just came out with a wonderful new EP.
Okay, let's eat some Jif.
Okay, let's eat some Jif.
So, Jif is another thing that I grew up with. It was either Jif or Laura Scudder's in my house.
Slightly less sodium, same amount of sugar. Interesting. Why do they all have... Now, this is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of molasses in this one.
Oh, what? Strange.
Mono and diglycerides.
Ooh.
They said we couldn't have both.
I spooned it for you.
Give me the Skippy.
It tastes more artificial.
I'm trying to see if there's a difference between Jif and Skippy. I know choosy moms choose Jif.
Yes. And divorced dads eat Skippy. Oh my god, the Skippy's so much better.
Wow. The texture on Skippy...
It's like I'm eating a cremeux. It's like I'm eating a mousse. I'm eating a peanut butter mousse. I'm eating air. I'm skinny. I'm eating air.
I did not think that there would be any difference between Skippy and Jif.
Oh, my God. That's delicious.
They're the closest here.
Skippy, you are killing the game. I never thought I would feel this way about Skippy. I always thought it was like, oh, the packaging. It's like so processed. It's like, ugh, yeah. I would never pick it up.
That said, like, if you are... just eating peanut butter very casually at home.
Yes.
There's a huge difference between like Justin's and Peter Pan, right? Mm-hmm. Those are two different products that are going to change your experience. If you're making a peanut butter banana honey sandwich, which is the best sandwich to ever exist, and you're using Skippy, Jif, or Peter Pan, that's all going to taste mostly the same.
Right.
When you're meditating on them and you're tasting literally the difference between 10 milligrams of sodium, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to actually affect your experience.
Now, when I'm eating it, but the way that I eat at home is...
Oh,
do you want me to do that? I'm so good at it.
Yeah, please.
Okay, first of all, your approach is all wrong.
you don't use the
back of the spoon. You use the spoon because it gets underneath all the stuff. You see, you go like this.
No, the spoon's going to cause oil to splash.
No, it doesn't. Not when you're with a professional peanut butter stirrer, all right? But like I was saying, I do think that I find myself leaning towards the more organic-y, more naturally brands in my house because I'm drinking that kind of Kool-Aid. I just am.
Like, where did you get that Kool-Aid from? Where do you think it started?
I got it from my mama.
Did you actually?
No, probably. I think I might have gotten it from my mom. I think also, you know, growing up in, you know, Beverly Hills and being surrounded by health nuts, I think has a lot to do with it. I think I just want my home to be like a some sort of bastion of like healthiness while my work is the opposite.
Yeah, sure. No, I get that.
So I find myself buying more, like at home, I buy organic eggs, I buy organic peanut butter, I try to buy organic veggies when I can. So I think it was a combination of all those things.
You know, my biggest thing is like, I don't think if you get Skippy Natural versus Skippy or even Laura Scudder's,
Look at that.
That's crazy.
Did you see? Did I get a single oil?
Oh, it's so oily.
Drop anywhere?
No, you didn't. That was incredible.
So talented.
It's just an entirely different.
It's a different product.
It's so different.
Huh? It's a different product.
So different. It's so salty. It's so earthy. It tastes of peanut. This is an ingredient, right? Like this is an ingredient, not a product.
Wow.
In a way, I'm digging to the bottom to try and get any sort of solid. Like the way that this flows.
It doesn't need to be a solid.
Is fascinating.
Oh my God, I love it.
I realize I love processed food so much. Mm. Like literally just the idea of processed food in terms of like, I love ground beef over steak. I love a sausage. That's a processed version.
I'm so the opposite. I would eat a steak over ground beef every day of the week. Why do you think that is? I just like it more. A whole foods approach is more my approach right now, I guess.
But here's the thing.
What's up?
I buy my own whole foods and process them myself.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Well, you are a very talented cook.
But like yesterday, I really wanted to make stuffed cabbage.
Okay.
Right? And I kind of wanted to like not do a red sauce because I've been eating a lot of red sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Rao's is on sale, but only if you buy five.
Yes. Oh my God. Same. I only buy Rao's if it's on sale. And yeah, I'm buying
same.
All
it was
the
like
time.
$2 off each bottle if you buy five.
Oh,
like,
I'm not... and I'm buying five.
So anyways, red sauce. A little sick of it at this point. I made like a kind of like fun mushroomy gravy and I wanted to do like almost the Swedish meatball flavors of like the allspice and the nutmeg.
Right.
But then I found like Baharat seasoning. And I was like, oh, this is fun. Anyways, then I was
sorry
like.
Sorry for rolling my eyes at you. You always do that.
You know what
you
happened though? It's because
find
nutmeg.
The spice.
It's because nutmeg cost $15. The only nutmeg they had at Whole Foods was $15. And I was like, no. But anyway, so what I did, I bought super lean pork. I bought pork chops.
Uh-huh.
They were on sale, really cheap. And I bought 2.5 pounds of those and then 1/2 pound of bacon ends. And I ground those together.
Fun.
Which is really wonderful. But then I like, you know, have this ground meat and then I made barley and I mixed the barley in there with like oyster mushrooms and all this. But I just made it into this like dense, delicious processed food. Oh, and then I had walnuts randomly. So I soaked walnuts and blended them.
Delish.
To make a creamy binder because the barley doesn't release the starch like a rice would.
Yes.
I made a creamy like walnut binder. But I just made this like dense flavor paste. That was all from whole ingredients, just like nuts, grains,
delicious
meats. But I processed it myself. It took me hours. But also I was listening to an audiobook about the history of the Food Network. What the hell else am I going
to
do?
And how does that relate to peanut butter?
Oh, because I like processing foods myself. Doing stupid
and
stuff, like making my own peanut butter. And Laura Scudder's tastes like what would come out of my kitchen.
So do you like it?
More than I thought I would.
It's so good.
And I cook a lot with, I cook a lot and make a lot more meals than I do snack. So having like a peanut butter like this to like add as an ingredient to making, if you're making a satay, like a satay sauce.
You would rather use a Laura Scudder's.
100%.
Wow. Why do I find myself wanting to reach for the Skippy whenever I want to make a satay? Why?
What we grew up with? Like, this tastes like peanut.
It tastes really peanutty. It has so much depth and complexity. It's beautiful.
This is American tahini, right? This isn't a sandwich spread. I mean, you can put it on a sandwich. Sure, it's going to be nice. But, like, Jif is a sandwich spread. This is American tahini. But you can add to a...
Fair.
A dressing, a dessert,
can
whatever.
Can you imagine my mom taking a scoop of this, putting it on a paper towel, and letting it drain out all the oil and eating it? Like, like a piece of, I don't know, flaccid turkey, like turkey breast almost. Can you imagine doing that? Can you imagine doing that?
No. No, it's really, it's a bummer.
So crazy.
Huge bummer.
Try the one trick pony.
Okay. What do I, how do I flip it?
I don't know. I have no idea. I've never had this before.
How did you even find out? I've never seen this at a store.
I saw it on the internet.
The hell?
Again, hot girls eat hot girl peanut butter, and this is it. I believe they use a specific kind of peanut.
They're using Argentinian peanuts.
And that's cool.
Do you remember those peanuts that we got? They sponsored the podcast once. It was like Virginia.
Virginia Slims?
Peanut Company. Virginia Slims yeah. Peanut. We got out of the cigarette game and started making peanuts.
Yes, I do.
This is quite thin. Those are the best goddamn peanuts I ever had in my life. I wish they would sponsor the podcast again. Just so they sent, because they sent us their peanuts.
And
they sent
us
all of them. They were like four times bigger than any peanut I've ever seen.
They were fat nuts.
Fat nuts, dude.
What's your take? Texture looks good. Looks alive. Do you hate it? What is that? Is it rancid oil? Is that what we're tasting?
Smell it. It smells like a PetSmart.
Oh my God, it does.
Is it rancid?
Maybe. Real bad aftertaste. Josh, it's really bad.
That's worse. Ah, shit. That's the worst peanut butter I ever had, man. That's a bummer.
Oh, no.
Hot girls, Logan, what are you people doing? What are they doing out here making the peanut butter?
Do you want to try this?
What are people saying online about it?
They say it's good.
What?
That's why I got it.
Ah, maybe this is like when Gen X tried quinoa and we were trying to tell them it was good. And they're like, guys, this tastes like rice, but dirt.
I like quinoa. I don't eat it a lot. Isn't that odd?
Why is it kind of sucking the moisture out of my mouth? It tastes tannic.
It does taste
bland. Yeah, other than all the criticisms, it also tastes bad. Like there's no...
Aside from the texture and blandness and disgusting aftertaste, I also don't like the package. And it's.
I feel bad talking crap on a brand.
I feel bad. I do think maybe we need to go back to the drawing board, One Trick Pony.
I don't know. If they're successful and other people like it, that's totally fine.
Yeah, no, I don't
sugar.
Like it.
Could use a little bit of sugar maybe.
Maybe we got a bad batch.
You know what I miss? There was one brand. Shout out to all this. My official ranking, Skippy is the best thing in the world. But also,
I love Skippy and I love Laura Scudder's. And I'm sorry you had an ED kind of mom. Love you.
Wild Friends peanut butter. Wild Friends peanut butter was so good. And I haven't seen it at stores. I hope they're doing okay as a brand.
I like Maranatha.
I knew you were gonna say Maranatha. Don't you dare talk about Maranatha to me.
What?
Don't
what?
You dare talk what? About Maranatha what happened to me. It's about- terrible.
No, it's not.
Oh my I have the crunch- Oh my God.
I have the crunch oh one God. Right here. I have the crunch one right here, and I didn't bring it out because I didn't want you to be like, oh, why are you
meeting? You have Maranatha?
Yes,
over here?
I do, and it's
bring
crunchy.
It
you want me to bring it out?
Bring it out.
Then wait 2 seconds.
All right, Nicole. You heard you and I had to say? Now it's time to find out where the rack yeti is rattling out there in the universe. It's time for the segment we call...
Opinions are like casseroles.
Well, we're in the bonus round because you just had another brand of peanut butter that you didn't bring out?
Well, it's because this is crunchy and it wouldn't be fair if I put the crunchy against the smooths. And that wouldn't be fair. It's like shirts against skins or whatever.
That's literally designed for fairness, shirts against skins. It's the idea that, hey, we can all see what team we're on to make it fair.
Well, not if I was playing against you. That wouldn't be fair, would it?
No, that's a fair point. It's not very, I think it's maybe more gender inclusive than any, because I think...
Sorry, I don't want to play basketball with my...
I'm a big free the nip, big free the nip guy.
With my big naturals.
Big free the nip guy over here. Do you know it used to be illegal for men to walk around without a shirt? We should bring that back.
This is the best peanut butter ever.
It shouldn't be free the nip. It should be jail all nips.
I think everyone's nipples should be out and about. It's just food.
Nipples?
Nipples are just feeding vessels.
Nipples are for men?
No, they're vestigial for men.
My hot take. Men
Your nipples are vestigial, Josh.
How dare you?
Yeah, I said it.
My nipples have use.
Okay, I'm sure they do.
Sometimes my cat suckles at my nipple and it's weird. I have to tell her it's not. Got
no
ripped away
way.
From her mother super young.
No way.
She got stuck on my nipple and I said, no.
That was so
but
sad.
I didn't know how to shame her.
That's so sad.
Well,
That was pretty good.
It doesn't even register on my.
Ugh.
Doesn't even register.
Let's get
for
to
me.
The first opinion. Put on your headphones.
Oh shoot. Laura Scudder's is so much better than I remember.
I really like Laura Scudder's. Do you think people are going to click off the podcast because you're doing all those mouth noises?
I always wonder how many people we've actually lost to the mouth noises. Because to me, if a Last Meals clip gets served to somebody new, mm-hmm. so many of them are like, this is disgusting. Close your mouth while you're talking or something. I just never got bothered by it. And that's sort of the whole point of the show. But some people are very bewildered by it. And they couldn't possibly imagine hearing somebody speak while you're eating. But when you're eating with friends, are you both like waiting until your mouths are completely clear to talk?
Hell no.
Hell no, man. I
you
don't know.
You should have seen me at brunch yesterday with the girlies. Mouth open.
Dude.
Guffawing. Hee hee ha ha.
Yeah.
In the middle of Beverly Hills Hotel Polo Lounge.
You went to the effing Polo Lounge?
No, I went to the Cabana Cafe. It was my first time.
Nice, man.
Hated it. I mean, I love the vibes and I love the people I was
with.
Is
the Polo Lounge Ralph Lauren? Because the Polo Bar in New York is Ralph Lauren.
No, it's not Ralph Lauren.
Also, he just pronounces it Lauren.
I mean, you can say Ralph Lauren. I say Ralph Lauren.
I haven't said it enough to have an established pronunciation of it.
Honestly, me either. I haven't said it either. I went to the Cabana Cafe. The food was not great, but the people and the vibe, 10 out of 10. It was great.
I guess I'm just eating during this podcast, but I
took my shoes off. I had my feet crisscross applesauce on the seat. I didn't give a single F. And you know what? Saw like four famous people. I'm not going to tell you who they were, though. And it's not important.
Where'd Franco brother?
The one you think. Yeah, that one. Let's get to our first opinion.
What? Wait, really?
All right. So I got no, I guess like what's up or whatever, you know, but I'm just getting straight into the meat and potatoes. All right.
Good.
So I got no evidence to back this up, research or nothing, but peanut butter is single-handedly the most efficient food in the world.
Oh, yeah. What you mean by that?
Because like, I don't know. Whenever, like, I was, like, a little child, I'd be like, come on, I'm kind of hungry. Go eat a spoonful of peanut butter.
Yeah.
It's that every time. It's not, go eat an apple. Every time it's like, well, it's close to dinner, but you're hungry and need them calories. Go eat a spoonful of peanut butter.
Dude, it's from Santa
Cruz
for sure.
No, I think he's been cruising on that Santa, if you know what I mean.
I don't know macros. I'm not a gym bro or a guy or anything like that.
Oh, I should have brought Santa Cruz peanut butter.
But I feel like it's got, like, good protein, maybe.
Is he still going?
I genuinely don't know.
Do you know that?
like fats.
It's got, dude, for sure it's got fats.
Peanut butter is a godsend of a food, and it is the most efficient food in the world.
Thank you so much for calling. I would love to partake in activities.
Yeah.
With this scholar.
And I want there to be just like blinds drawn television with all the streaming apps and then a bunch of bags of like the honey barbecue twisty Fritos.
Are those your snack of choice?
Yeah, and then like some Diet Mountain Dew, like a couple gallons of Diet Mountain Dew.
Mm.
And I feel like we just have a day. Mm. You know what I mean?
Would you go outside?
No.
Oh, I would go outside.
Oh, sometimes. Yeah, maybe.
I would go outside.
Yeah.
I'd lay in the grass.
Oh, that's fun. I love being on the beach. A warm breeze, man.
Oh, no. I just want to lay in the grass and then just like mash my fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
In the dirt and also like in the petals. No, what is it? Grass doesn't have petals.
Blades.
Grass has blades. I would just do this with the grass blades. Yeah. Whatever you said, I agree, playa.
He's right. Well, check this out.
Drink some water.
Talking about the idea.
Drink some ice water when you got a sec.
Talking about the idea of processing foods, right? So similarly with, hey, hungry, get a spoonful of peanut butter. I am hungry, grab a handful of peanuts. And then check this out. When you eat peanuts, think about this one. This will blow your mind, especially in the state you're in. You're making peanut butter in your mouth, baby.
Oh, yeah. Mouth peanut
that's,
butter.
That's what, when you grind, when
but
I talk about the idea.
Fine. It's not as fine.
Well, it depends how long you chew it. If you do whatever the What was that Mark Twain diet where you chewed food like 100 times?
Yeah, the Mark Twain diet.
It wasn't Mark Twain diet. No, he was like one of the guys. It's called like Ferberizing or something. but that's not what it is. Look it up. Look up the chew food diet. It's like fostering.
Chewing but anyways, your food a lot.
That's like the idea of what processing food is that the grinder in peanut butter takes the place of your teeth. You know what I mean? So you're like creating peanut butter mass. So you're right that it is more efficient because it's been processed. Tremendously calorie dense. A great mixture of protein to fats to carbs. Not if you're a gym bro and you're trying to prote max. But if you're trying to like stay alive, dude, peanut butter will keep you alive for a very long time. Probably a good amount of micronutrients into it. However, if we're talking about most efficient food, canned refried beans. I got in a fight with my ex because she was creating an earthquake survival kit. And she was like, we need food. She's like, we need food in case earthquake. So get like, you know, oh so she put God. A thing of protein bars in there. I was like, great. And I got a thing of Sun Vista family sized pinto beans. And she said, you're not taking this seriously. And I said, I think I'm taking this tremendously seriously.
How crazy. How long did you guys date?
Like 6 years.
Imagine you're dating someone for 6 years and they don't know that Josh is being completely serious about the beans. Dude, I mean, I feel like if anybody would know you for like a year, they would understand that you're very serious about the beans being in the emergency kit.
The beans are going to keep you alive and healthier a lot longer than Luna bars.
Shocking. I can't believe that was a discrepancy within your relationship. You had to fight about it.
It was nuts.
She really didn't know who you were. I'm sorry.
No, you know what?
But you know what? It's all for the best. And now you're married to a wonderful angel named Julia. And she's the best.
Better to be loved than to be known.
Sometimes. Sure.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Okay, next opinion. Bush's baked beans.
Hey, guys. Love you guys. Big fan. I just have a question.
Yes.
Put peanut butter on a lot of my breakfast.
I think a lot of our listeners are under the influence of some things. I know what, more power to you. I can't do that anymore. I get so much anxiety. I get the shakes and shivers.
Do it while you can.
Do it
legally and safely while you can.
With people you love and you're surrounded by people you like.
I have
a lot
of tremendous memories of Little Caesars Hot and Ready's in ranch dressing and now in Korean barbecue.
Oh my God.
That was maybe the last time I did partake was in, like waiting for what's called Haejangchan Korean barbecue.
And that's
great,
the one with the longest. They have stone. They cook it on stone. It's not on grills.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's why we love it so much.
It's wonderful. It's all you can eat. And we were in the parking lot, and somebody brought out a little bleezy. Uh-huh. Took like one hit. Immediately was locked into my own body and got panicky.
Sorry.
And I was like, this isn't for me anymore. And that's fine.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Also, bring back ditchweed. Bring back mid. That's where the term mid comes from. Do people know this? This is what I believe. The term mid, like, oh, that's McDonald's is mid.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Like, all of the is all so hype, highly potent.
Yeah, the term mid used to be like.
Ruin your life.
The term mid used to be like, this is a very middling quality marijuana. This is not, it's not ditchweed. It's not shake. It's not shag. It's not whatever.
Oh, my God, shake.
It's not medical quality because that was like a new term.
This is
mid. Like, you're smoking on mid and that's fine. You know, and now the term mid is just used for everything. Laura Scudder's is mid. It's not. It's wonderful.
It's not. It's actually 10 out of 10.
But anyways, enjoy it legally while you can.
Yeah, please continue.
Hey, guys, I just have a question. I put peanut butter on a lot of my breakfast items, like waffles and pancakes. And the first time my partner saw me do that, he was like, what the f*** are you doing? But I grew up putting peanut butter on my pancakes and my waffles. And now it just seems like weird to not. Like, it feels very plain to me to have like a pancake or a waffle with just syrup. But just like, I don't know, like you're missing that like protein, like crunch in it. I was just wondering if anyone else really did that, because I've never really experienced anyone else doing that. But see ya.
I don't like that they got kink shamed by their partner.
Hey man, this isn't kink shame. This is don't yuck my yum.
This is don't yuck my, yeah, it's the essence of kink shaming. Don't yuck my yum. He's not hurting anybody.
No,
he's just putting peanut butter on his waffles.
Kinks can hurt people.
What?
It can hurt relationships. Yeah.
What have you been dealing with?
Nothing.
You want to expand on that?
No, I don't want to expand on that on a Hot Dog is a Sandwich podcast. Maybe I'll do it on Couples Therapy with Dr. Orna. Okay?
Oh, God, I love Dr. Orna.
I love Dr. Orna. She's so in tune with her life.
This is very normal.
Yeah, this is not crazy. This is very normal. This is delicious. I do this all the time, and I will not yuck your yum.
Where did you see this model? Because I remember, like, my dad putting peanut butter. My big peanut butter dad, big handful of nuts dad. He used to, like, put peanut butter on. We would get the Krusty's brand frozen pancakes. They sold them at 99 cents only.
Yum. Okay.
And they were so good. It tastes like McDonald's hotcakes.
Wow.
You know, kind of just like chewy, and they'd come in stacks of three, and you'd microwave them. And my dad would like put peanut butter on them and like fold them and dip them into syrup.
Oh, delicious.
Spreading peanut butter through the crags of an Eggo waffle as it melts in.
Incredible.
Wonderful.
Incredible sensation.
I wonder if he and his partner grew up in different areas, come from different backgrounds.
Maybe.
I wonder what it is.
I love peanut butter. And I love the peanut butter opinions. Thank you for getting them for us, Logan.
That was really nice.
Of course, yeah.
It was really sweet. No worries.
Tell you my thing. I put a lot of sweetened yogurt on stuff now.
I don't.
You talking about adding protein?
I just buy protein waffles.
I'll make, if I'm really going like, what's the term for like a man with an eating disorder?
I don't think they're gendered. I think it's, you know, just,
there's not like a term?
I think, no.
Well, because there's almond mom, right? What's almond mom but for like a Greek yogurt dad?
I think it's just Greek yogurt dad.
Greek yogurt dad? Well, anyways,
you're not a dad, though, so you're not a Greek yogurt dad.
Yeah, yeah. Like, one day I hope to be. But
Greek
like,
yogurt man.
Like, you're kind of like a Greek yogurt man, right? Where it's like, you want, like, mayonnaise? We'll substitute Greek yogurt on there. It's like, oh, you want ice cream? By Greek yogurt. You know what I mean?
I think you can also be an almond mom, actually.
Yeah, I think I'm just an almond mom. Well, no, but almond mom
We all have varying degrees of almond mom.
Almond mom is scarcity.
What?
You know, it's like eat six almonds. It's like there's a small amount. The Greek yogurt, it's large and it's voluminous, but it's not calorie dense. Mm. There's a difference to it.
I think you can coin that term.
You know what I mean?
I think you have the space and the autonomy to create that term. Do you want to be Greek yogurt man? Greek yogurt dad?
Bit. I don't like it. I'm a little bit ashamed of it.
Hey, man, I'm also not.
I'm making blueberry compotes with Splenda.
Josh, I am not the perfect eater either. It's okay. You like, know? What are we? We're just doing our best, right?
Yeah.
And you. That's all we got to do. All we got to do is our best. Thank you so much for listening to Hot Dog is a Sandwich. If you want to leave us messages, call us at 833-DOG-POD-1. If you want to watch more, subscribe to our channel. It is its own channel. It is a Hot Dog is a Sandwich. Sometimes we do cross-pollinate with Mythical Kitchen, and that's just a little perk for you guys. A little perk.
If you want to leave a message, call 1-833-DOG-POD-1. Bye-bye.